In the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 33, we find a group of people came to Jesus with a question. They said, "Why does John's disciples fast often, and yours, they just eat and drink?" And Jesus replied to them. He says, "But the day will come, then shall they fast in those days." Those days of fasting are here. Those days in which Jesus spoke about is with us today. We find that fasting is a subject very seldom spoke about today. We hear a lot about banqueting, feasting, with much food, but seldom do we talk about fastings. Churches invite you to a banquet. They invite you to a feast on homecoming. I see in no one's bulletins an invitation to a fast. They're not calling us out to fast. And you know why? Most of us have realized that fasting is no picnic. Fasting is something that we seldom look forward to. But I believe that fasting is one of the ways that we achieve power with God. Charles Finley, possibly the greatest revivalist since the New Testament prophets, wrote, "I used to spend a great deal of time in prayer, literally praying without ceasing. I also found it very profitable and felt very much inclined to hold frequent days of private fastings." Jonathan Edwards, you know the great revivalist in the colonial days of New England, he gave himself regular to seasons of fastings and prayer. It was following an all-night prayer meeting and fasting that he preached his famous sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God." And such was the conviction of sin that sinners seized the backs of the chairs and some held to the pillars of the church lest they should drop into hell. John Knox was known to fast regularly, and through the travail of his soul, he saved Scotland from Catholicism. Queen Mary of Scotland said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than the armies of England. I have discovered through reading that every great leader who has moved his age mightily fasted. An ancient writer wrote, "Who does not know that the fast of the 4th and 6th day of the week are observed by Christians throughout the world?" John Wesley followed this pattern in his personal life and encouraged the Methodists to do the same. He once said, "While we were at Oxford, the rule of every Methodist was to fast every Wednesday and Friday." The great revivalist of all ages placed a great deal of emphasis upon fasting to humble the souls of the people, to entreat the presence of God in their meetings, and to make men sensitive to the operation of the Holy Spirit. But the interest in our times is more towards feasting than fasting. And fasting is almost a forgotten avenue to the power of God. People throughout the ages have fasted. Even Moses, thousands of years ago, saw the importance of fastings. It was he who climbed that mountain to meet with God, who fasted 40 days and 40 nights more than one time. He knew that he needed to get in touch with God. He knew that God would meet with him there. And through his fasting, through his communicating with God, he wrought a great work in Israel for God. Fasting is that extra dimension in communion with God. It is the secret of power and divine direction. A study of the manifestation of power in the New Testament church will reveal that fastings accompanied their prayers because they were aware that some things cannot be accomplished without prayer coupled with fastings. Remember, fasting is no picnic. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.